Don McAlpine must soon find something to do for about 60 hours a week. After 33 years with the city of Barrie, McAlpine is retiring at month's end. She's literally done it all at Barrie City Hall, starting as a waste reduction trainee with Municipal Works in 1991, before advancing to Economic Development Officer in 1996. In 2002, she was appointed Deputy City Clerk, and by 2007 she had become the City Clerk and Director of Legislative and Court Services. McAlpine joined the city's executive management team in 2017 as General Manager of Community and Corporate Services, where she oversees finance, fire protection, recreation and culture, and facilities. "Good governance and professionalism are not slogans for Dawn, they are in her DNA," said Michael Prowse, Barrie's Chief Administrative Officer. "Dawn's accomplishments and achievements are beyond enumeration. But there are always good stories during more than three decades at 70 Collier Street, and McAlpine's sense of humor shines through as she shares one of her favorite memories from her days as city clerk. "That position makes one a commissioner of oaths," she noted, "to commission certain types of affidavits that members of the public may have. One day, two women made an appointment and brought in their document to swear, affirm, before the city's commissioner of oaths. They had paid the fee and were informed that the commissioner would be with them in a moment," McAlpine told Barrie Today. "I arrived at the counter a minute or two later, said hello and started reviewing the document to ensure it was complete. The two women gently removed the document from my hands and placed it back on the counter," she added. "When I looked confused, they said they were waiting for the commissioner, who they believed was an old man with glasses, and no one else needed to review the document. I had to explain to them that they could be waiting for quite a long time, as I was the commissioner." Wendy Cook, who became city clerk when McAlpine took the general manager's position, says McAlpine went above and beyond in Cook's first year as deputy clerk. "I had nowhere to take my daughter for Halloween, as we had just moved and I didn't know anybody except for my colleagues in Barrie," Cook explained. "Dawn was so kind and invited us to her home, which was decorated with Halloween characters, etc. Dawn pretty much emptied their candy baskets into Kira's bag so she would have lots to take home," she added. "Not only did she welcome me to this new job and city, she also embraced my family with open arms." John Sisson, who McAlpine succeeded as city clerk, praised her versatility. "I fondly recall her willingness to step in for me to act as the municipal election spokesperson for Terry Lee's videos for Rogers TV," he said. "Dawn was a natural in front of the camera and she could always get it done in one take." Sisson said McAlpine always knew what she was doing in her city positions. "She brought an extraordinary level of expertise to every role she undertook, whether managing elections, preparing budgets and financial reports, or navigating complex council procedures and legislation," he said. "Dawn had the unique ability to understand and communicate in whatever technical language the task required, be it related to computer systems, financial details or legislation. Her dedication to perfection was clear in every project and she was always willing to go the extra mile to ensure success," Sisson added. "One thing everyone appreciated about Dawn was her fairness and cooperative spirit. However, she was never afraid to stand her ground and advocate strongly for what she knew was right when it mattered most. She took her duties seriously, to say the least." In fact, rumor has it that Dawn slept in the office one election, as city clerk, just to ensure everything was perfect, Prowse said. Dave Friary, Barrie's director of operations, started working at the city in the 1990s when McAlpine had already been there several years. "We both worked out of the operations center on Ferndale Drive, where on Fridays in the summer we had the Dickie D ice cream bike show up, and at Christmas Mayor, Janice Laking would bring you a homemade cookie and give you a peck on the cheek," he said. "Over the years, as we moved our way through the corporation, we even had the frightening experience of having to do the polka together in front of staff as a team building activity," Friary added. Jill Taylor, McAlpine's former executive assistant, noted her boss's lighter side. "Her encyclopedic memory for facts, details and bylaws is legendary, even if she'd sometimes forget the name of someone we both know well and regularly run into, said Taylor, who shared laughter and comfort with McAlpine. And yet, nothing quite compares to the mixture of thrill and fear when she would peer over her glasses, sending her infamous scowl of accountability our way, usually reserved for late reports, arriving late to a meeting, or any other unexpected disruptions at one of her impeccably organized meetings. Prowse, who's also a former city councillor, recalls McAlpine's self-enforced requirements. I can personally recall more than one instance where an angry resident towered over Don in chambers as she quietly chastised them for their poor behavior and then showed them the door, he said. Lest anyone think that Don was less than fair in her school principal approach, many members of council, me included, were subjected to Don's icy glare over her glasses, or a bang on the desk if decorum was breached in the council chambers. Known by those around her to have an incredible, possibly photographic memory, Prowse said McAlpine can recount bylaws from decades ago and recite details of meetings from years past with remarkable precision. Don is really like my big sister, Cook said. She is open and honest with her thoughts and opinions. Whether you like them or not, she is always very supportive in the good times and the bad. I lucked out when I came to Barry, as I really did score to be able to work with Don, who has also become one of my closest friends. I am really going to miss her, she added. As is Barry Mayor Alex Nuttall, who said McAlpine walked him in the door as a student mayor 21 years ago, swore him in as a councillor in 2006 and 2010, and was there as a general manager when he was elected mayor in 2022. It is not just Don's knowledge that will be missed, but also her wisdom, strength and ability to get things done, Nuttall said. We will miss you.